Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's right now at 720 on WTIC. And so, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for our weekly visit with Chris Powell. Former managing editor of the Journal Inquirer, now in his leisure time, is writing a column about two, three, four times a week. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Ray.
So that is kind of your leisure time, isn't it?
Well... What else would I do but complain?
Well, you know, that's one of the things I like about you, Chris. You know, come on, we're on the same page. Yeah, I want to start with one of you. Just if you go to journalinquirer.com, Google Chris Powell. By the way, there's some motivational speaker named Chris Powell, so put a CT in there somewhere so you'll get him. But the whole thing was about Columbus Day. And, you know, a couple of things surprised me. Of course, New Haven, I guess apparently had a number of protests. And by the way, as you point out in this article, in this column, that, you know, New Haven has the largest percentage of Italian people of Italian descent in the state.
Yeah, it was dueling rallies on, I guess, the Saturday before Columbus Day, Knights of Columbus and the, I guess, pro-Italian, pro-Columbus people gathered at Worcester Square and hung some wreaths on a fence around a statue of Columbus, and then the anti-Columbus people, which was primarily a group of Hispanic immigrant organizations. They had a rally at the school in Fairhaven, which is named
after
Columbus, and they wanted it renamed, and a guy from a immigrant organization in New York came out.
Right.
Said that it's unacceptable that a school in New Haven is named after the biggest murderer in the world. I was thinking, the biggest murderer in the world isn't Trump or George W. Bush or Hitler or Stalin or Mao, but the incisive remark, I think, was made by Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, who was caught between her Italian constituents and her Hispanic immigrant constituents, and she told the Yale Daily News that no, she did not want the school renamed.
Good for her.
That it was unfortunate that when we've got so much trouble with the repression of immigrants, that people were complaining about a guy who started another immigrant experience, that is Columbus. And I thought that was the irony here, that the people who are protesting Columbus in New Haven are also the people who want federal immigration law nullified. They want no enforcement of immigration law at all, and yet they're protesting Columbus, who showed what happens when you have no immigration law.
Oh, whoa! I mean, there's your point.
You know,
there
they could go back to the Bahamas in 1492. They could see if anybody gets in. You can lose your sovereignty. You can lose your culture. So it was just kind of ironic that the anti-Columbus people want to nullify immigration law, which is kind of what the people who followed Columbus did.
Well, what really I find kind of disappointing is that, and I think a lot of people know their Columbus from Conquest of Paradise, really, what's his name, Ridley Scott, here were these peaceful people, and they were nice, and they were beautiful, and here come these Europeans.
Well, when they weren't doing human sacrifice.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. You guys know nothing about the Mayans. The Mayans had slaves. The Mayans, once they conquered another person, another tribe next to them, they went there. The only ones I can find were somewhat innocent were the Incas. They actually didn't really get into that. Aztecs, they were vicious. So, I mean, it's just like JFK, the movie, the Oliver Stone film. A lot of people believe that's what it is, but that wasn't.
Columbus, was not really
wasn't a prince.
Terrible, vicious despot. What the anti-Columbus people are mad about is simply that he, you know, discovered the new world for the Europeans, and what followed him was you know, destructive for the people who were already in the Americas. But yeah, you know, Columbus was not the was the great great killer. I mean, it was the people who.
He's just a guy who landed in the wrong place.
Well, he told Europe that, hey, look, there's, you know, a whole other continent over here.
Yeah. Well, okay, there you go. Oh, okay, the most recent piece was about we're not into legislation right now, but never know, it can happen at any time. Lobbyists don't corrupt Connecticut. It's us, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, it is. The Journal Inquiry reported a few days ago that a lot of money was spent on lobbying in the recent session of the General Assembly, about $32 million, and, you know, the year's not even over yet. But, you know, lobbyists have a terrible reputation. Everybody thinks they're corrupting the government, but there's so much lobbying because there's so much government, and because there's so much money in government, and so many people's livelihoods depend on government. It looks like the big subjects that were lobbied this year were tolls that were lobbied by the construction industry, because everybody wants a piece of the construction
you
work
betcha.
That will come from tolls, and casinos, because, you know, the Indian casino tribes and MGM are fighting over new casinos, and that's a cash cow. And then hospitals and insurance companies, because, you know, the government purchases
for a lot of it,
medical care. So, you know, there's tons of money there. And then the electric utility regulation was heavily lobbied. And, well, everybody pays for electricity. I mean, there's just a lot of money in government policy, and people whose lives are at stake need representation with the government, so they hire, you know, lobbyists. So lobbyists can't do anything corrupt if the public is watching. They can do things that are against the public interest very easily, but they can do it more easily when the public is not watching. If the public is watching, paying attention, and if the public lets its legislators hear from you know, the ordinary voter, then it's very hard for legislators to vote against the public interest. But they can vote against the public interest when they hear from lobbyists every day and they don't hear from the public.
Well, theoretically, I mean, I guess a case could be made that in some of these cases, the lobbyists are let's say, for example, they're doing, a power company. Let's say they're going with Eversource. You know, the fact is they are representing also the workers and people of that sort. So they do represent people as well.
Well, of course, lobbyists, you know, are part of democracy, and in fact, legislators rely on lobbyists for information that they, you know, probably would not get otherwise. I mean, in our system, we like to involve the stakeholders in the legislation that's going to affect them, and you know, this is simply democracy. My problem is that the public doesn't speak up. The public doesn't pay attention, and I think James Reston from the New York Times many years ago had the key observation here that the first rule of politics, he said, is the indifference of the majority, and that's why bad things happen.
Right. Well, Chris, time to go, but I guess we can do this again next week, right?
I think you'll manage it right.
I hope so. All right, Chris Powell, he is a columnist for the journal Inquirer, that's with an I, available online. So there you go. And at drugstores everywhere. Okay, you can buy the paper, you know. There is actually a hard copy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.